We are up to Siman Tofresh Chof Tes, and we are up to Siv. Hey, I'm going to be discussing tonight very, very important topics, which are very negale meiser. First of all, I'm going to be discussing the machzeles. It's called machzeles over here. I'm talking about the bamboo schach. Yeah, we're going to be talking about that. We're actually going to be talking about that in three places. Three places we're going to be asking, is there a problem with those bamboo schachs, or is there no problem with this? But three times we're going to ask them, if it's okay or not. And tonight is going to be the first time we're going to ask if it's a problem or not. We know the answer. but we're going to address it, we'll see what the outcome is going to be. And also want to be discussing tonight the very, very important, the crucial topic of a maimed of the schach, which means what that supports the schach. What Allah with regards to the item that supports the schach, not the actual schach, but that supports the schach, is there any requirements there or not? And then one question beyond that is, what about the maimed of the maimed? We're going to be talking about Mitzchem when we get to Siv Zayin. Okay, so first let's start with Sivov. Now Sivov is talking about the machzeles. A machzeles, really, what a machzeles is, means a mat. And a mat is really, we're going to be seeing that generally, when we address the shayla of a machzeles, a machzeles is mekabel tumah. Why is that mekabel tumah? Generally, machzeles is something that people used to use for shchiva, for lying down. They used to lie that comfortably. It sounds a little bit foreign to us nowadays, in our civilized countries, but in previous generations, in the times of the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, it was a common thing to lie down on a machzeles. So therefore, since it's being used, as we discussed yesterday, something which is being used has a certain purpose, it becomes a kli, and therefore it becomes a mekabel tumah. So now you've got a machzeles, a mat, which is mekabel, which is being used as for shchiva, for lying down. So surely it's a mekabel tumah, and we know that one of the three preconditions of a schach is that it mustn't be mekabel tumah, and this is mekabel tumah. So what's the halacha with regards to a mat machzeles? We're going to be seeing in the Shulchan Aruch, and I'm going to just mention that now already, that there's one very essential difference, and that is the size. If the size is what is considered, the size is small, then that's the kind of fairly small machzeles, fairly small mats. Those are the ones that you're going to be using for shchiva, and those are the ones that mekabel tumah and are problematic. However, if they're particularly large, they're not being used for lying down. You're going to be using them for other purposes, and not for purposes which are necessarily something which is going to be mekabel tumah, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. But let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. We're going to see as we go along. Sivvo, b'machzeles shel konim, v'kash, v'shifa, v'gemi. So we're talking about machzeles, which is made out of various items, such as konim, which is basically all the bamboo and very conventional type of mats. Bein shichaloka, shiru l'shchiva. Whether it's smooth, and you can actually use it for shchiva, for lying down in it. Bein she'enu chaloka, or whether it's not smooth, she'enu roi l'shchiva, or it's not, you can't lie on it. So now the halacha is as follows. Imi ktano, if it's a small type of mat, then stoma oy medes l'shchiva. If it's small, that means that it is meant, designated for shchiva, for lying down. Umekabel es tumah, and it's mekabel tumah. Ve'ein mesachichin bo, and therefore, consequently, you cannot use it for schach. You can't use it for schach. Why? Because it's small. So a small mat is normally made for lying down. And since it's made for lying down, it's a problem, because it's mekabel tumah. What happens if a person made a small mat, but his intention was, I'm not using it for lying down. I'm making this, me personally, it's small, yes, I'm making a small one, but I'm using it for covering my sukkah. Or in fact, it doesn't have to be a sukkah, for covering my house, my shed. What would be the halacha then? Correct? Correct. It's not mistam anymore. It's his own intention. What would be the halacha then? It should be fine. And indeed it is. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Elohim kein osa'o l'sichuch. If you personally make a machzeles, a mat, and you make it purposely, specifically, for sichuch, for covering your roof, it doesn't have to be a sukkah, it could be any roof in fact, even if you're doing it for your shed. So it's not something which is being used for shchiva, and it's not mekabel tumah. and therefore it's kosher, it's a kosher schach. As long as you designated it in your mind, I'm not doing it for lying down, I'm not doing it for shechiva, I'm doing it for a roof or for a sukkah, then even if it is small, even if it's whatever size it may be, it doesn't matter, it's okay, it's a kosher schach, it's perfectly okay. Elam ken asol esichuch, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says over here. That's a good shaila. That is a very good shaila. What happens? That's a good shaila. That's going to be a very good shaila. Can you change your mind? And that's going to be a problem. It is going to be a problem. Yeah.
General question. If you make something as a roof.
I think there's Shulchan Aruch behind you. I think there's Mishnah Berurah behind you. I think they might be just under the... Yeah. Yeah, I think they'll... Yeah, they might be... Yeah.
If you make something as a roof, does that not automatically make it into a
keli? No. If it's a sichuch, it's not mekabel tumah. Yeah, I know, but it's not a kind of use because it's not, it's not mekabel tumah. Because the reason why a machzanes is mekabel tumah when it is roilish chiv is because of tumas medras, the tumah of sitting on it or lying on it. That's the tumah that we're referring to over here, and that does not apply to a machzanes which is being used for a roof. So it's not mekabel tumah, and it's therefore okay. It would not be mekabel tumah. It wouldn't be mekabel tumah. No, we're going to see some halachas which may be referring to that. But generally speaking, the answer is no. It will not be mekabel tumah. Okay. Okay. Continues the Rama. The Hainu Sheroiv Bnei Oisoir Oisn Oisal Lesichuch. He said that the Rama does say over here that just the fact that you intend to use it for a schach, that may not be sufficient. If it's in a city, if you are talking about if you happen to live in the Far East, imagine the following case: you live in the Far East. You live in a far eastern city where people still use, not particularly civilized, not particularly advanced city. And over there, people still use they have mats. And they use those mats that's where they eat their supper. And that's where they sleep. And that's where they're not. And you are making one of those mats identical to the ones that they're using. And you're using that for schach. You're making it and you're using it and you're designating it for schach. Is that okay or not? So the Rama is teaching us over here that since most people in that particular city are still using it for shechiva, you're running into trouble. And that's the concept that we know as? Correct. Maris Ein. Because the fact that you're using it for good purpose, that's not sufficient as long as the general onlooker is going to look and he's going to say, oh, it looks like... He's using it for so it's a problem of Maris Ha'ayin which still applies over here. That's what the Rama says. Okay. Ve'imik continues the Shulchan Aruch. Ve'imik doila, and if it is big, if it's a big machzeles, a big mat, stoma oimedes lesichuch, then it's anyway, the starting point is that it's not a problem. Why? Because oimedes lesichuch. It's what people generally use for roofing purposes and not for shechiva purposes, for lying down purposes. And therefore, mesachim bo, it's not mekabel tumah, and you can use it as a schach. Elohim kein, unless asol is shechiva. Unless you particularly wanted to use this machzeles, this mat, for shechiva, then of course, you have designated into something which is mekabel tumah. And therefore, it's a problem. V'hainu sh'aminig emokam lishka v'olev, that is the minig in that particular place. V'hanem mele makes another disclaimer over here. V'hanem mele sh'ein lo yisofo. This is only true if there's no lip to the mat. Because once there is a lip to the mat, then obviously, if this mat has a certain lip there, which of course is a kli, it's a mekabel tumah. So even if you have a very large mat, a very large machzeles, but on the side there's a very clever pocket, with a zip or without a zip, with Velcro, without a Velcro, there's a certain lip there that you can use, then the whole thing becomes a kli. So machzeles becomes a kli, and it becomes a mekabel tumah. Even if it's a very large mat, that you would have thought that it's not mekabel tumah because of its size, you wouldn't normally use such a thing for shechiva, but since there's a pocket on the side, there's a lip on the side, that makes the whole thing mekabel tumah. And then he says, afilu im nital tzfoso en mesachim, but even once you've removed the lip, this pocket, you still can't use it for schach, because at one point it wasn't mekabel tumah. Says the Rama, b'mokim shenogu likpoya machzalois, begagim kein tikro en mesachim boim. That's actually an important Rama as well. He says, in the places that you would normally fix on these mats, as a kentikra, as a ceiling, you use it as a roof, in mesachim bohem, then you can't use it as chach. But let me just maybe address at this point, If we ask the question at this point about our conventional bamboo schachs, as I said, we're going to address it in a few places. But based on what we learned now, is there a problem of using those as a schach? Because the Shulchan Aruch, let's just recap briefly, the Shulchan Aruch does say that it could potentially be a problem. A machzeles could probably be a problem, because if a machzeles is being used as for shchibah, for lying down, then it's mekabel tumah. And once it's mekabel tumah, it's not kosher schach. So what about those mats? And I'm scared I'll forget to point something out, and I'm going to do that right now. How do you define big and small? The whole Shulchan Aruch was differentiating between big and small. How do you define big? What's big? Yeah. Bigger than a person. That's exactly what the Shaar HaTzion says over here. In Sifkot Chof Dalet, the top Shaar HaTzion says, V'hainu shikukoymas ish umeat yoysa. Slightly bigger than a person. Anything that is beyond normal man size is considered big. Anything under that is considered small, and that would be a problem. So let's think about our mats. Is there a problem with them or not?
No.
Why not?
It's big.
You're saying that because of the size.
Also, minagayin is to use them for schach.
Very good. The minagayin is to use as schach. Good. Yeah.
In terms of size, it kind of depends which ones you're.
Yeah, it's true. There's definitely.
Some of them are probably as big as a person, and some are a lot bigger. So
it's
dependent.
So you're saying that. With regards to size, you may not be necessarily okay. So you're saying that, according to you, you'd only give a heksh on the ones which are larger than a person size. The ones which are the mini schachs, they are questionable. Is that what you're saying?
They probably fall into the first category of the schach.
Oh, you're saying that fit in the category of. Right, so if it's. Okay, good. Yes?
I understand why you would have to be slightly bigger than a person to be called big, because I know any bed that I'd sleep on would be bed size. So, in my stomach, any mat that I would sleep on would also be bed size.
So, you're saying that it should be.
The size of a single bed would be.
It says, slightly bigger than. That's what it says, bed size. But, you know, Kukoimas Ishu Mead Yoisa, slightly bigger. Yeah? So the shadow, but is it, yeah?
But nowadays, no one takes these mats to sleep on.
Very good. Okay, so you're saying straight away, hold on a sec, we're going the wrong track over here, because nobody's using them nowadays for lying down anyway. So it's not a problem in the first place, because we're not lying down on those anyway. Now, this is true in our civilized countries. But the question that the poiskim ask, this is a very modern shaila, they ask the following. They say, hold on a second, what would be the halacha if the machzenes is created and is being made in a country that people still use them for shchiva? What would be the halacha then? That's a fascinating shaila. Imagine you make those mats. The mats are made in a country that people are not so particularly advanced, that they don't use chairs and they don't necessarily use sophisticated beds. They use a mat. Now, such a mat is being made for shchiva. And certainly, if it's cotton, it's mekabel tumah. And if it's mekabel tumah, it's a problem. And I'm going to tell you something more. Some poskim, now let me ask you, where are those matzalos manufactured? Do you think they're going to make them in Bristol? Where are they made?
China.
In China. That's right. So I don't exactly know where, but definitely in the Far East. Although I did say one of the postcards said that it's made in Africa. I'm not sure about that. But it's made definitely in some countries which are not particularly civilized. There, in those countries, it's very reasonable to assume that in those countries they are still using those kinds. Very similar types of mats for shchiva. So is there a problem or not? Yeah.
I was thinking as we went through that first remark.
Very good.
Make it but then you said afterwards it's to do with Moses' eye.
Good. Very nice. So beautiful what you're saying. This is mamash the discussion of the poskim. This is mamash of the contemporary poskim discuss. And they say that that if the problem is Maris HaAyin, the problem wouldn't apply. If the problem is Maris HaAyin, because it may be true that it's being created in places that they're still using it for Shchiva, but since it's being used in places that nobody would even dream of sleeping on such things in our countries, whether it's in England, whether it's America, and so nobody would sleep. So therefore, there is no shadow of Maris HaAyin, and therefore it's okay. And that's what the poskim say. Yeah.
I would have thought, I don't know if you would want to say take China, which is geographically vast, and say, because there's some little village...
Depends where it's being made. I assume that it's normally being made. I don't know. And it's something which has to be explored. Where exactly... I assume that they're not manufactured in Hong Kong and Singapore, where there's the high-tech...
Shanghai, I mean, it's also incredibly high-tech. I mean, Stummer, most places in China will use beds. I haven't been there, but I would have thought, in a Stum, majority of the Chinese probably sleep on beds.
The question is where those mats are actually being created, where they're being manufactured. There's reason to assume, I mean, I don't know, it's open-ended because we have to just find out where it's being made. And I did see one of the abonim said that it's based on a misconception because it's actually being made in places where they wouldn't use it anymore for Shriva, which could be true. I don't know. I'm just leaving it as a question mark. But I think the question itself is definitely worth sharing with you. Yeah. Yeah.
Market.
Yes. True. That's true as well. Yeah.
As I said, they're going to be made to a different. You and I might not tell the difference between schach made in China and a mat for sleeping made in China, but I would have thought that
people can.
Chinese person.
They can switch straight away. They wouldn't give a heksha on those.
Right.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. If that's true, and there's definitely reason to assume that you're right, that those machts, that they would, the schach that we are using is something which they wouldn't use for sleeping there, then yeah, if they differ substantially, if they're really not similar, if they're really different, then you're right, the question doesn't start. You're right. I agree with you. Yeah. Okay. That's the topic of this. So let's just recap. So as far as this is concerned, we're all agreeing that the bamboo schach, as far as this seif is concerned, of mekabel tumah, there is no problem. Okay. We're all agreeing on that for whatever the approach may be. But that, as far as this is concerned, is no problem. Okay. So let's just get that clear. So we'll all be happy to give a hechsh on that as per now. Let's carry on. Yeah. Oh, that's a nice shaila. Yeah, for curtains and for mechitzas. Yeah, I know what you mean. So, that's a beautiful shaila. Rabbi wants to know, what happens if you've got those bamboo mechitzas or dividers? And that's something, yeah, they can be they can be used as a decoration as well. Yeah, blinds. Yeah, what happens if you're using those? How big is it? Cotton or godel? Okay, let's explore that for a minute. Yeah, if you've got a big one, so what do you think about that? That probably would be mekabel tumah. It probably would be mekabel tumah. Yeah,
that'd
yeah.
Be
a mute. That's interesting. Really interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Someone says they'd be clever and make it into a curtain.
Yeah.
Then you're not going to puzzle everybody's scarf because one guy decided.
No, but they look different. They are different. They are different. I assume. I mean, the way I'm remembering them, they look different. They are different.
So. Okay, if you've got one of those, you can use it
for scarf. Right.
It's a blind.
Right. So it's probably you can't. Right, I see, you're not sleeping on it, but nevertheless, I'd assume that it's mekabel tumah. It's mekabel tumah. You're right, you're mekabel tumah's medicine, no tumah's medicine on that, you're right. I don't know, good question. What do you think? It's a good question, it's a very good question, it's a very, very good question. Who uses as a schach, really? Yeah. It's a very interesting shayla, very interesting shayla. Exactly, you want to use the same, yeah. It's a very interesting shayla. Yeah, very good, Shaila. Blin, I'll try to get back to you about that. It's really interesting. Fencing, yeah, very interesting. Really, really interesting, Shaila. Beautiful, Shaila. Pardon?
Can you repeat the question? Please?
The question asked by Gideon was that there is some bamboo can be sometimes used as mechitzes or as decorations. It can be either, no?
Blinds.
So can you take it off? You know somebody does it. Can you take it off and put it on the schach? It looks very similar to the schach that we've got. You can just put it as a schach. Is that okay or not? Good question. I'll have to think about it for. Okay. Now we're discussing. Siv Zayin is discussing the following topic, which is the concept of Maimid. Let me just get that clear, just to get the exact concept clear. We know that there is halachas with regards to the schach. Okay, the schach, the actual schach. Okay, the schach. Now the problem is that it's not a problem, but the fact is, you can't just have the schach on the walls on the tfanas of the sukkah, because you need to have something which is holding it. Supporting the schach. These supporters of the schach, be it beams, be it strings, for argument's sake, be it whatever it may be, Are you, is there halachas with regards to those maimids? Can you use something which is mekabel tuma for that? Can you use something? What, is there any halachas with regards to those supporters? The supporters according to Lashon HaKodesh are maimid. Maimid which comes from, it makes it stand, because it makes the schach stand. Is there any rules with regards to them? What can you use for a maimid? What, yeah. Correct. And if you do, you're quite right. And if you would use the, that's right, if you use the walls, if you can just cover the schach by putting it on top of the wall, if you can just use the schach by putting it on the walls would be considered the maimed. Yep. So the Shulchan Aruch teaches us the following in Tziv Zayin. Yeish lehistapek. One can be in doubt. Im muta, if it is permitted, leaniach sulam, to put a ladder al hagag, on the roof, kedei lesachech al gabov, to use that as the support of the schach. Again, let me read that again. Yesh leistapek, one can doubt, he's not paskening, im muta, are you allowed, muta lehaniach, to put a ladder, lehaniach sulam, to put a ladder, al hagag, on the roof, kedei lesachech al gabov, in order to put the schach on top of it. Can you do that, yes or no? Okay, so now, there is a machloikas in Mishneh Berurah Sifkot Chof Beis, a very important machloikas Rishonim and machloikas Achronim. What is it talking about exactly? The first approach, which is not really how we pasken, says that a ladder is talking about a ladder which is four tfachim. Why had a very big ladder, which is four tfachim, the actual wooden piece is four tfachim, and that you're actually using as schach. You're actually using the ladder as a schach. You're using a ladder as a schach. Can you use the ladder as a schach or not? Imagine that. You have a beautiful sukkah. You can't afford it. You have spent all the money on the dalet minim, on the tfanah. You can't afford the schach anymore. So you say, you know, if you find a beautiful ladder, outside you've got a ladder, wooden ladder. You say, you know what? Wood is detached. It was growing at one point. Don't see why not. Let me put it on top of the, let me use it as schach. So, yeah. Oh, very good. That's quite right. You're quite right. Let me just get to that in a minute. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh leistapek. I'm not sure as to whether you can use that as chach. But that's one approach. But you're quite right. It doesn't seem to, and then the doubt is something with regards to Hilchas Tumah Tarah, which I'm not going to go into. It's a machlokes together. But you're quite right, because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem to read like that. Because as we read earlier, it says, Kedei leisachech al gabov, to use it, this ladder, which the Shulchan Aruch seems to be teaching us, is they're using the ladder just as a Mamet, and you're using the, not the schach, you're not using the ladder per se as the schach, but you're using the ladder as a supporter of the schach which you're putting on top of it. And Rav Yehuda Shulchan Aruch is telling me, Yesh leistapek, can I use a ladder which is mekabel tuma? Can I use the ladder which is mekabel tuma as a supporter, as a maimid of the schach? And Shulchan Aruch is not paskening. So this way of, this approach, which is the approach of most achronim, is assuming that the ladder is mekabel tuma because it's a keli. It's the ladder is mekabel tuma, it's a keli. Yeah, does that make sense? Ladder pashut mekabel tuma. And therefore, if I'm putting, and the Shulchan Aruch is in doubt, can I use a ladder, which is mekabel tuma, a ladder, and put schach on top? Kosher schach on top, and he's not sure. Which teaches us over here, a yesod, that there seems to be a problem to use something which is mekabel tuma. I cannot use something which is mekabel tuma as a maimid, as a supporter of kosher schach. The Rishonim say two reasons for that, and I think that's going to shed a lot of light in the sugya. There's two reasons why it may be a problem. What do you think is a problem in it? What could be a problem by using a ladder or any other item which is mekabel tuma and put schach on top? Imagine, I just got a ladder, and then the rest is kosher schach. What could be a problem? The part of the ladder is bottle. Part of the ladder is bottle, yeah. Because according to this mahalak, we're not talking particularly big ladder. You don't have to, it could be anything in fact. The only thing is that if not for that ladder, the schach would fall down. So there's two malchim in Rishonim. Some Rishonim, Rashi and other Rishonim, they learn that because it's so crucial. Because if not for the fact that I had this maimit, what would happen to the schach? It would fall down. Well, then it's as important as the schach. You can't take it away. So it's as crucial and as essential as the schach. So therefore, you can't have something which is mekabel tuma because it's essential. Does that make sense? That's the Malach of Rashi. Does that make sense to you? That's Rashi's Malach. Other Rishonim, including the Ran, it's mainly the Ran, learn a different Malach. And they say the following. They say, you know what? Because what's the if you've got a neighbor that is not such a big Talmud Chacham, and he sees you using the ladder, and he sees you putting the Schach on top, what is he going to misinterpret? How is he going to misinterpret you? He may very likely say that what? Exactly, the ladder is my schach. So it's a Maris Ein type of din. Oh, you're using a ladder, so let me use a ladder. Table. What?
He will use a table.
He will use a table, that's right, he'll put a table. My neighbor is using the ladder, I'm going to use my table and chairs. Yeah, so very good. So it's a Maris Ein digger din. So according to that, it's a Maris Ein type of din. The main approach, La Loche, is according to the second understanding of the Ran. We'll see in a few and a half minutes. Right. So that's what the Mishnah. Can I just read the last three lines of the Mishnah Bura over here? In Sifkot and Chov Beis, because I think it's really important with the Sugya of Maimit. Can I just start? It's the middle of a sentence, but I'm going to start anyway. Ve'efshad, the line starts with Maimid. It's three lines from the bottom. Maimid who? Ve'efshad yesh lanu lahachmir, and it seems that we have to be machmir. Shloi lahamid bedovra mekabel tume. We cannot support the schach with something which is mekabel tume. Shemo yovo lesachich po, because the neighbor may misinterpret this, and he's going to be mesach. He's going to use the ladder of schach. So again, this is like the second understanding. This is the Ran. Ve'afal gav shemamidin haschach al koisel avonim. Stones you can use. I'm going to speak about that shortly. I'm going to talk about that shortly. And many achronim paskin takel like that. Do not use the ma'amid of something which is in the kabel tumah. If you have done that kind of sukkah, or if he hasn't got any other alternative, come along the mutar la'amid aschach. You are allowed to use. Dovam mekabel tuma for as a maimed, but dovam mekabel tuma kedimuch b'sof simin tovrish lamed. As is explicit in sofrin tovrish lamed. So I'll tell you where it's enough. Kamina, how are you making sure that the schach doesn't blow away?
Cable ties.
Cable ties. Is cable ties mekabel tuma?
No.
Cable ties not mekabel tuma.
Too small, no.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah. What were the other? You're right. That's a good example. Yeah, it's not a good example because it's good. Yeah. Imagine you use big planks of wood, for instance. We're going to talk about planks of wood at other instances. But let's say that, leaving out all the sugars which we are still going to address this week, Mitzvah Hashem, leaving out planks of wood, other topics that may have. But imagine the planks of wood are mekabel tumah. So if you're just using them using them for maimed. Or maybe I should add as well, maybe the important Ramah. The Ramah is just telling me over here, one line which I think is very important. The Ramah says, "V'lochen en lesachich olav." The Ramah paskens you should not use something which is mekabel tumah. Ve'afilu anicho al aschach la'achzikoy also. He says that it doesn't make a difference if you're using the maimed. Maimed literally, normally you would understand the maimed is underneath the schach, but the maimed can also just as well be on top of it. You're just supporting it, the fact that it doesn't fly away. Maimed, there's no difference between on top and in the bottom. Maimed, what's the point of a maimed? It makes it supports the schach, that it doesn't fly away, that it stays there, that it's static, that it doesn't move. So therefore, it doesn't really make a difference if it's underneath or on top. The point is that it's a maimed. So imagine using planks of wood, just making sure that the schach doesn't fly away, and you put it on top. Is that a problem or not? Or imagine you are tying it with, you're using nails. Imagine you've got schach, a proper schach, not bamboo schach, but green schach, and you're just nailing it in. You're nailing it in. Now, nailing it, right, metal, is something which is mekabel tuma. Yeah, not disregarding the size issue, but it's metal, really, is something which is mekabel tuma. So imagine that. So imagine that. Is that okay or not? So we're learning now, without going into the details of the examples I just gave, but we're learning now there's a rule that something which is mekabel tuma, Shulchan Aruch is saying, that you cannot. He says, Yesh Leistapek, one has to doubt as to whether something which is Mekabel Tumah, you can use that as a Maimed or not. And the Ramah says, Enesach Cholav, you shouldn't ideally use that. Very interesting. Let me just point out that the Mishnah Berurah does say that B'dyavad it's okay. And he does call it here, and even more so in Tofresh Lamed, he calls it a Chumrah. Not, I wouldn't appear so from the Ramah, but the Mishnah Berurah paskens this is a Chumrah. It's a chumrah. Many Rishonim are not bothered about it. So if you really want to tie your schach with something which is in the kabel tumah, he calls it a chumrah. So feel free to do so. I mean, if and it is well known, and I'm going to quote that because I think it's an important point, that the Brisker of Pliskov was a very big machmir in many areas of halacha. And one of the areas that he was very machmir was that he felt that the sukkah should be standing on something which is, it has to be very, very tight, otherwise it's not considered, otherwise it's not, if the schach would potentially fly away, he was very concerned about that. He was very concerned that the schach has to be very, very firmly attached. And because of that, he was tying it on with very, very strong maimits, which was sometimes were even mekabel tuma. So he was making here as well. So it was a very strong chumrah, and therefore he was even making with regards to the shaila of maimid. So we have to just be aware that a maimid is a machloikas, and the shulchanoch the Ramo is machmir, but the shulchanoch but the mishnebur does call it a chumrah. Yeah.
Pretty interesting that there are three conditions for schach. We're worried about
That's a good. Your question is based on an assumption, which I didn't want to go into. But no, but you're quite right in mentioning it. That what happens if it's not mekabel tum, but it's not the, but it's not tzemach? Is that also a problem of maimid or not? And this is actually machlokes achronim. It's machlokes achronim, and some actually are bothered just as much with mekabel tum as with other things, but other satakim mekel. So it's machlokes achronim. It's machlokes achronim.